The World This Week. Politics.
The worst flooding to hit Europe since the Second World War left at least 200 people dead, with many more still unaccounted for. The bulk of the deaths occurred in Germany, where days of exceptionally heavy rains caused rivers to burst their banks. Belgium saw at least 36 deaths. Germany's complex federal system, with responsibility divided between federal, state and local governments, seems to have been a big part of the problem. Early warning systems failed. Flooding caused by torrential rain forced the evacuation of more than 200,000 people in China's central province of Henan. In 3 days, a year's worth of rain fell on the city of Zhengzhou, filling underground railway tunnels. Hundreds of commuters who had been trapped on trains in water over their waists were eventually rescued. 12 of them died. America said its Deputy Secretary of State, Wendy Sherman, would visit China on July 25th for talks with its Foreign Minister, Wang Yi. She will be the highest-ranking American official to go to China since Joe Biden became president. Ariel Henry was sworn in as Haiti's new prime minister after Claude Joseph stepped down as interim leader. This came 2 weeks after the assassination of the president Jovenel Moïse, who had handed over leadership to Mr. Henry just before his death. Mr. Joseph returned to his role as foreign minister. Pedro Castillo was declared president-elect of Peru. The electoral authority made the announcement several weeks after he won the vote in a tight race and after it had assessed allegations of electoral fraud made by his right-wing rival, Keiko Fujimori. She now says she will accept the result.